Have a seat. We are fortunate to have two baptisms this morning. How exciting is that? As you know, baptisms make for liturgies that are a little more complicated than our usual Sunday Holy Eucharist. It starts a little bit different. We have a whole section of dialogue. There are two question and answer sessions. We get to bless some water. And then there's a change in the look. We're wearing white for the ordained vestments. The font is opened up in the middle of the room. And then our Easter candle is brought out. That only comes out on really special occasions. This one is bigger than all the other candles that we use. There are other bigger and more ornate Paschal candles out there, but this one is ours, and that's what makes it special. The way we treat this candle should give us a hint that something significant is associated with its presence among us. Of all the extra features of a baptism liturgy, the presence of this lamp, the most candle isn't its special base or whether it has decorations on it or not, or whether it's 100% beeswax or whether it's an oil lamp filled. The most important part is that little flame on the top. This is what we called the light of Christ when we first lit it on Easter Sunday morning. It represents the tongues of fire that alighted upon the heads of the disciples when the Holy Spirit burst into the room. It represents the light of wisdom that cannot be placed under a bushel basket. It's a fragile flame that must be carefully tended because it brings a very special light into the world. It's by this light that we are called to see the world and all the creatures in it. Baptism focuses a lot of our energy and attention on the candidates being baptized, but an individual's baptism is important for the whole community, not just for the candidates. This candle symbolizes one of the ways an individual's baptism is an event for the entire community. We gather around this fire that was kindled on the Easter vigil, and then we take a small part of that fire and we place it on this particular candle. We tend this fire. We keep this fire year long. This light of Christ requires a community to care for it and nurture it. Just like the raising of children, it takes a community to instill values, to offer support and identity, and to make a person stronger and more able to shine their light in the world. Our light is brighter and stronger when we shine together. Simply put, you cannot practice Christianity all by yourself. Faith doesn't work in a vacuum. It requires at least two or three gathered in Christ's name. It requires community. How else would we learn what Christians believe and how Christians act if not for the community of the faithful all around one another? Christianity is a lived faith, experiential and responsive to the world around us. When I ask the congregation in the baptism liturgy if you will support the candidates in their life of faith in Jesus Christ, the congregation isn't answering the question just for the candidates. They answer the question for each and every other baptized person in the room. Think about what it takes to become a follower of Jesus. It's kind of like getting a fire started. You have to gather all the things that you need: heat, fuel, air. You create a space so that you can carefully introduce each element. You carefully coax the flame from the match, adding a little more tinder, a little more air. You shelter it from the elements that could quench it. Cup your hands around it and hold it carefully as it grows stronger until it can be set in its place and built up. The community of the baptized is much like that fire. At first, we need to be gathered in a safe place. We need to be sheltered from the elements of the world that would snuff out an early ember-like relationship with Jesus. We add a little more theology, a little more liturgy, a little more life experience, until we're strong enough in our faith to stand on our own. We continue to build one another up differently then, don't we? As we grow, we become able to handle bigger challenges without the fear of our faith being extinguished. The faith that we all have has been tended carefully by all the saints that came before us and handed down to us in much the same way that we hand this fire from candle to candle throughout the year. We can't learn about what it means to be a follower of Jesus all by ourselves. Others held us as carefully, taught us, let us experience challenges that helped us to grow. Just as we are formed by others and continue to grow and develop in our faith, so too do we take our turn, helping form the faith of the next ones. This is the safe place where we gather to continue the lifelong process of being a follower of Jesus. This Paschal candle is the material symbol of the faith that we share. Imagine, if you will, this parish at a new beginning in its journey as Jesus' disciples. Gathered together as we are, we ourselves become that safe place. Each of us is a little light of Christ. Each of us is also accountable to each other person for the nurturing we need to grow in faith to God through Jesus. We challenge each other at different times. We must hold one another accountable for the future growth and development of this community of disciples. Christianity cannot be authentically lived out by rugged individuals, but only through healthy interdependence with one another. We need one another to keep this flame. Imagine now, if you will, this faith community embodied as the living metaphor of our candidates for baptism. Like Robin and John, imagine what it would be like to embark on a new way of being. We would need to rely on one another for guidance, support, careful discernment as to how God is calling us to be in relationship with the world through Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. As John and Robin grow and develop in their faith, consider seeing the whole community of St. David and St. Paul growing and developing in its faith as well. When they have doubts or questions, ask yourselves where there are doubts and questions in the path that we're all following. Celebrate yourselves in them. When they struggle, we all struggle. When they succeed, we all succeed. We are all responsible for supporting Robin and John in their faith journey. They will call our attention to our own faith journey too. The liturgy of baptism is all about mutual support and affirmation. It's about welcoming two more members into the household of God and making the table longer so that everyone has room. Be supportive of one another. Challenge one another appropriately. Hold one another accountable for being true to the faith kindled, built up, and handed down to you. Like John and Robin, St. David and St. Paul Anglican Church is strong and joyful. It's a place filled with good promises, hope, and the blessings of Christ. Protect one another. Protect one another from the elements that threaten to quench your fire. Hold one another carefully, but not for too long. Let each one grow strong and bright to stand on their own as each is ready. And then gather around one another and share your light and brighten the world. For that is the good news. And we have more good news. our service will continue with baptism.